From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies explaining the basic teachings of each of the books in the New Testament. The focus in this message is Paul's epistle to the Galatians. Although Galatians contains only six chapters, it is one of the sharpest books that Paul ever wrote. In the course of Galatians, Paul emphasized that free grace is the vital principle of the only gospel of salvation God has ever revealed to us. This is the gospel he had received from God himself, and it had totally changed his life. It is a gospel that entirely repudiates human merit or works as having any part in salvation. And Paul pronounced God's curse upon any who tried to adulterate this message. Today we'll see the fundamental principles that underlie the teachings of the gospel. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this overview of Galatians under the title, Standing Fast in Gospel Liberty. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century English preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Condition of Blessing. The text is Malachi 3 and verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Many read and plead this promise without noticing the condition upon which the blessing is promised. We cannot expect heaven to be opened or blessing poured out unless we pay our dues unto the Lord our God and to his cause. There would be no lack of funds for holy purposes if all professing Christians paid their fair share. Many are poor because they rob God. Many churches also miss the visitations of the Spirit because they starve their ministers. If there is no temporal meat for God's servants, we need not wonder if their ministry has but little food in it for our souls. When missions pine for means, and the work of the Lord is hindered by an empty treasury, how can we look for a large amount of soul prosperity? Come, come, what have I given of late? Have I been mean to my God? Have I stinted my Savior? This will never do. Let me give my Lord Jesus his tithe, by helping the poor and aiding his work, and then I shall prove his power to bless me on a large scale.
If I gain the world, but am not Jesus, were my life worth living for a day, could my yearning heart find rest and comfort? Things that soon must pass away. If I gain the world but have not Jesus, would my gain be worth a life long strife, or all earthly pleasures worth comparing for a moment with a Christ-filled sins and sorrows here below, and eternity, how dark without him, only night and tears and endless woe. What though I might live without a Savior?
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Thank you. when Paul felt the grace of God, works were finished with as a means of salvation. And so he was intolerant entirely of the notion of human merit. This wasn't for him an aspect of the truth. It wasn't his view of the gospel. No, no, it was the whole gospel. That's why in the verses I read, verse 8 and then into verse 9 of chapter 1, he gives this very strong denunciation. He says, if anybody preaches anything else, let him be accursed. Let him be anathema. Let him perish in hell. Now, that's a strong statement. In this ecumenical age, that's a wee bit too extreme. I mean, you really couldn't look at an archbishop, for instance, and say, let him go to hell. Could you really say that? Could you think of an Albert Schweitzer or a Desmond Tutu? The very name would make you laugh. Could you think of these people whom the world worships as men of great social conscience? And I deliberately take an Albert Schweitzer, a European, and Tutu, an African, to show you. It doesn't matter where you come from in the world. They're from different church backgrounds, different cultures, but they preach the same gospel. The same gospel, salvation by works. Salvation by... Could you honestly say, let him be anathema? Albert Schweitzer is practically worshipped in Europe to this day. Practically worshipped. But that's not what the Bible says about him. The Bible says, let him be anathema. The man that denies the atoning virtue and value of the work of Christ, let him be anathema. Oh, that's extreme, but why is it extreme? Well, I'll tell you why it's extreme. Go back to verse 4, and you'll find that Paul made these extreme statements because he was moved by a great love for Christ. He speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Here's why Paul could make those extreme statements, because he says, listen, here's the real gospel. I'm going to give you a sermon outline. I don't preach it because this would be a message all on its own. But here is Paul's gospel. Number one, the free will of God is its source. It's according to the will of God and our Father. The free will of God is its source. The only reason there's any gospel is the absolute sovereign will of God, whereby in eternity he chose to save a people for the glory of his name. Second, the free obedience of Christ is its substance. Christ gave himself for our sins. As Paul puts it other ways, he was obedient even unto the death of the cross. There must be legal obedience to get a man to heaven. The law of God must be fulfilled in its precept and in its penalty. But the message of the gospel is, it's not our obedience that gets us to heaven, it's Christ's obedience that gets us to heaven. Christ did not owe anything to the law. We owe everything to the law. We are already in debt to the law. From the moment that life is conceived in the womb, it is in debt to the law of God. So therefore, there is no act of obedience of ours that can ever wipe out that debt. It only can add to that debt. But the free obedience of Christ is the substance of the gospel. You read the New Testament. You read the history of revival. You read the history of great preaching. You take a preacher like Jonathan Edwards, or a preacher like George Whitfield, or a preacher like Charles Haddon Spurgeon, or a Robert Murray McShane, any of these great soul-winning preachers who saw revival. And what is the genius of their preaching? The genius of their preaching is that it is absolutely full of the doctrine of the obedience of Jesus Christ in our place, whereby in his life he satisfied the precept, in his death he paid the penalty of the law of God, and thereby redeemed us unto God. The free obedience of Christ is the substance of the gospel. The free deliverance of sinners is the strength of the gospel. What is the mighty power of the gospel? Well, I'll tell you what the power of the gospel is. It is that by faith in Jesus Christ's finished work, we are immediately, instantaneously, and eternally delivered from sin and saved to be in the presence of God. The deliverance of sinners. You go to a sinner and tell him you've got to do the best you can. What use is that? Last night, and this is most unusual for me, but a Saturday night's usually spent with my head down at the desk, but I had done that throughout the night before while everybody else was sleeping, and so my schedule was sort of turned around. But last night before I went to bed, I watched a local Christian television executive, a very godly, I'm sure, and a very sincere lady. And she went out to San Francisco. She put a television camera on the drug addicts and on the drunkards, some of them lying in the street. And she got down on her knees beside them. And the message was, I've come to tell you I love you. I'm sure she does. Struck me, if I was a drunk lying in the streets of San Francisco and somebody came with a television camera to tell me they loved me, to walk away 5 minutes later and leave me there, I'd have to redefine the meaning of the word love. She says, I've come to tell you I love you and Jesus loves you. Would you be willing for me to pray with you? Would you pray and ask Jesus into your heart? Not a word of the gospel. Not the slightest indication of the gospel. Would you pray? Well, he said, I'm gay. That was his word, not mine. I don't use that word, except in its dictionary meaning. The most un-gay people in the world are sodomites. Gay means happy, carefree. That's certainly not the case in that part of society. She said, well, ask Jesus, he'd take it away. All you've got to do is ask and he'll take it away. Here's a man lying out in the pavement and he's either stoned on drugs or drink. And she's saying, you just ask him to take it away. And fiercely he said, no, he won't. I have asked him 100 times. The answer was, well, ask him the 101st time. And then you've got to do your best. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not criticizing the sincerity and the kindness and the activity. But I want you to see, if you were lying there, look, could you go to a man dying of cancer and say to him, now look, you've got to do your best to conquer this. What would he tell you? Don't come here to mock me. You tell a man and he's a committed sodomite, and you say, you've got to do your best to conquer this. Is that the gospel? Tell a man whose life is wrecked and ruined, his mind is blown, his will is depraved, He's a slave to passion, lust, and pride. He is in the depths of despair, and you come with the glorious good news. You've got to do your best. Man, I want to tell you, that is not the strength of the gospel. There's no power in that gospel. You may rack up decisions with people praying a little prayer, but you'll see them back to where you left them. The power of the gospel is just that. It is dynamic. The power of the gospel is the power of almighty grace, received by faith alone. As I watched that poor fellow lying there, I spoke to Graham and Frank and I said, Joe Black, I mentioned him to you, I think, a week or so. No, I was in Calgary last week, I mentioned Joe Black, so I can mention him again to you. Joe Black lived in the Ravenhill Road in Belfast. An alcoholic, drunk every night of the week, couldn't pass a bar. One night as he sprawled up against the wall, holding, just to get a grip to hold himself upright, Dr. Paisley's people were having an open-air meeting. And as they preached, Ian Paisley went over. He's just a young fellow then, not long off the farm and still had strength in those arms. So he went over and he lifted him bodily and he carried him, 200 yards down the Ravenhill Road. And he set him in the prayer room. And Joe, still stupid drunk, sat in that seat, and that young fellow, 20, 21, 22 years old, went out and he prayed and he laid hold of God, and Joe Black's testimony was, that man prayed me sober. That man prayed the fear of God into me that night. And he prayed and God gave Joe Black the faith of the gospel. And that night a man who went in drunk came out sober. That man went in a sinner, came out a saint. But you didn't tell Joe Black, Joe, you've got to do your best to struggle past the pub. You've got to do your best to put your life back together. No, you've got to bring to a man like that an almighty Savior. And God did the work. That's the gospel. My, that's what we have got to recapture in our day, in preaching to sinners in America. The gospel's not a band-aid in a great program of self-help. The gospel is radical surgery. God says, a new heart will I give you. I'll come and I'll take away the old heart. And I'll put a new heart within you. I'll put a new controlling principle within your breast. I'll give you a new mind. I'll give you a new life. I'll save you by free grace. Because Christ died for the ungodly and rose again in virtue of their justification. Free deliverance is the strength of the gospel. And the free worship of those delivered is its song. To whom be glory forever and ever. The people who have a right to shout and sing are the people who have God's free grace. Now that is Paul's gospel, and it utterly excludes every hint of law works, doing the best you can, or impressing God, gaining his favor by anything that you can do.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.